Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, welcome to the Patriot Nation Radio Show. This is our first full broadcast with the new equipment. As you can see, it's pretty cool, pretty neat, pretty fun stuff. It's been a crazy couple of days here at the at my household, things that are going on in life. We just recently had the passing of my father-in-law, so I want to just... going to do a little memorializing today. I got to set up my live feed. I screwed up not getting the live feed together in time, but here we go. I'm working on it. In the meantime, I'm going to play a song real quick. Let's see. We got God Bless America. I'll be back right after this. It's going to play.
Blessed from above.
This is the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live, 347-637-3942. All right, here we go, folks. This is the show. I would like to ask folks to please say a prayer for our family, as my father-in-law yesterday has passed away. Pneumonia and some complications that led to heart failure, and he's no longer with us. He is a military veteran, served during the Vietnam War. He is a loving grandfather, father, and great-grandfather to Adelina Bell. He was an integral part of our family. We love him. We miss him dearly. Please extend prayers to our family at this time of loss. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words sometimes when things happen so quickly. You know, you go in the hospital. Okay, you're going to be in the hospital a couple of days, got some pneumonia, and 2 days, 3 days later, you're planning a funeral. You know, it's really difficult for us as a family at this time. And so I'm going to play another song right after I say a prayer. So bow your heads with me, folks, as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we glorify you and we praise you in this time. We know your plan is your plan. We obey you and your commands. We will follow whatever you guide us to do at this time of loss and pain. Lord, accept my father-in-law into the gates of heaven. Forgive him of any sins he may have committed in his lifetime. Bless our family. Comfort his wife and his children. Place your loving hands or arms around us in peace. May God bless my father-in-law and accept him into the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dave Bray. Taps, Amazing Grace. This goes out to my father-in-law, Richard Smedberg, veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. We love you, Dad. Thank you.
is that? The heck?
Lord have mercy, that was horrifying. I don't know what the heck that was. Sorry about that. Holy mackerel. I do not know what that was. Please forgive me. But that that version is Dave Bray, Taps, Amazing Grace. It's one of my favorite versions. Unfortunately, we had a little mishap here. But, you know, the new equipment, we have some new stuff, and we're learning it. So here we are. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live. And there's a lot of hoopla out there right now about COVID. Okay, and here it is. Still happening across the great United States of America. Knowing now that these masks don't work, you look around anywhere where there's mask mandates, and all of this type of, the rates are just as high as places where there are no mask mandates, if not higher. Just something that I've observed. Something else I've observed in my own lifetime, in my own life right now, is that the people who are vaccinated are the people who are getting sick. It makes no sense if a vaccine is supposed to prevent you from getting sick. So I don't know where we lie here, where we stand in all this, but I'm thinking that the vax is bad. I mean, it's to each his own. I'm not going to fork. If you want to get the vaccine, please go and get the vaccine. If you feel like that is for you, I'm not going to fault you. I'm not going to discriminate against you. I'm not going to be saying bad that you should be in a gulag, you should be in jail, or any of that type of stuff. Like the vaccinated folks, some of them that are extremists are saying, there are extreme anti-vaxxers. There are extreme vaxxers. But somewhere in the middle, there's people who use common sense, who understand that a medical decision is each person's personal choice. I know right now, since the new year kicked off, 12 people who've come down with COVID. And of those, and this is just my life, my observation. I don't know where it is in your life. You may have the same number, 12 people, and none of them are vaccinated, and all of them are sick. I don't know, but in my life, out of the 12 people I know from work, friends and family, one person is unvaccinated who is sick, or who was sick. He's better already. And other folks, 11 of them, of the 12, this is a dozen, vaccinated and sick. For me in my life, and we have one death now. Unfortunately, they're probably going to count it as a COVID death, even though his heart went into cardiac arrest after tranquilizing for sleep in an oxygen tent after being admitted for pneumonia. So 11 out of 12 people I know are vaccinated and sick, one unvaccinated sick. All, basically everybody I know that's unvaccinated right now has not been and did not get sick. I don't know how it is in your life. This is not an opinion. This is what I see in my own family, in my own friends, in my own job, in my own life. Some of the people at my job who travel are vaccinated, boosted, and have now got it for the second time while vaccinated. How's that work? Now they've got COVID twice, and they're vaccinated. So I can't, like I said, fault anybody. If you want to be vaccinated, please. But respect my choice not to get vaccinated based on the things I've seen in my own life. Maybe your life's different. Maybe you had to run down and get vaccinated because people you know were sick and dying. And that's understandable. I can understand that fear. But due to my own diligent research, digging and observing and watching and listening, speaking to doctors and nurses and experts, I believe that I'm making the right choice for me. And all I ask is that people respect my choice to make my own medical decision. That's all I ask. Is that too much to ask for? And we got this guy, he's, you know, sitting in the Oval Office of the White House. He's having disastrous news conferences. Just unbelievable stuff. And the doubling down on the disaster that is the Biden administration. When he speaks, he just digs the hole deeper. And people are on to him. He's got the lowest 33% approval rating. That is lower than any time during the Trump administration when he was on blast 24/7 with anti-Trump rhetoric on every station, every late night show, every newscast, everywhere across media, social media, Twitter, Facebook, all this. He is lower than President Trump. President Trump never was low for me. He was on high. He's the best thing that I've seen since Reagan. And I expect him to be back. And I expect this little rift between DeSantis and Donald Trump to be gone. I don't think DeSantis should run. We are here in Florida encouraging him not to run. We need him here in the Sunshine State to protect us because we feel there ain't nobody else going to protect us like he's protected us. We've been open, scoring some of the lowest COVID ratings across the nation. Now, a bit of information I did get today while my wife was doing all the prepping and planning for my father-in-law, that a hospital that my father-in-law was in had it just going to the one funeral home that we're planning his services, they have had 90 people come from that hospital in the last 30 days. So people are getting sick and dying in this area. And then there's false reporting on the left, and I believe there's false reporting on the right. I think everybody's full of crap, and you can't trust any of them. That's why you have to have a free thought mind, think for yourself, and dig into the numbers. You can go to openvares.com where they update weekly the death numbers and the adverse effects from the vaccines. Everybody's freaking out. Oh, my God, look, we have reckoned 1 million people in one day. Well, guess what? They're mailing tests in the mail. People are getting tested at home. People are getting tested. The more people get tested, the more cases you're going to have. Duh. It's just simple fact. We've got a bumbling president who was talking about how horrible the amount of deaths under President Trump was, and he's got way more. All of a sudden, it's okay. All of a sudden, it's okay. Well, it ain't okay with me. I don't like the lying and the bullcrap that we get. You got to speak out the truth, folks. It's not going to land in your lap. And if you're just a CNN, Fox News lapdog who just laps it up, who just sucks it up, and whatever they say is golden and there can be nothing to change your mind, and I'm sorry. I will always dig for the truth, and I will never believe what they tell me, ever. If they're telling me it, it's baloney. It's bullcrap. It's out of whack, Jack, and I'm not having no part of it. I look for my own truth, and so should you. And you should encourage those around you to seek the truth, to turn off the lies. Organize yourself and research. It's so important. We don't come on the show here and just start spewing bullcrap. This show, American Allegiance with Kevin White and a conservative's perspective with my man James Bostic, the captain, who is guiding this great ship of ours at the Patriot Nation Radio Network. It's where you get your truth. Live Truth Radio with Brian Lang. You know, check out Reb Ryder and American, oh my goodness, Liberty Alliance, Radio Liberty Alliance. And oh my God, I'm so horrified. I can't believe I can't remember the name of this great guy's show. And if he's listening, maybe you can get onto the live feed and send me a message. And of course, so many other outlets. Like, you know, when they're going after you so hard, like they're going after Joe Rogan, you're hitting a nerve. They get the guy who invents the mRNA technology on the show, deadpanning the vaccine. And all of a sudden, he's an evil tyrant. He's bad. Cancel him. Dr. Robert Malone's got to go. Oh, my God. He's speaking the truth. The guy who invented the mRNA technology. You know, I posted the video from the guy from Belgium, Vanden Booth or something like that. He's like the one and only pro-vaccine guy of the world, like the top vaccine developer of the world. The guy has invented, developed, created, researched, tested, and worked on many of the vaccines that are working today to eradicate sickness and illness across this globe. This is the guy, Geert Vandenbos, Vandensloth or something like that, out of Belgium. MD, PhD, whatever the numbers, letters, everything after his name, he's it. And he is against the vaccine. If the guy is the most pro-vaccine guy on earth, is deadpanning the vaccine, I think we need to deadpan the vaccine too. When you cannot sue, basically litigate against the pharmaceutical companies. Thanks, Mike. If you get injured from the vaccine and then they want to hide all the adverse effects, like, you know, when you see the TV commercial on there, hey, if you take this medication, you could possibly die, get scabies, fall off a cliff, and get hit by a truck. But it might help your depression. Oh, and you might feel more depressed and more suicidal if you take this medication. Yay. Well, they want to hide that on the COVID vaccine for 75 years. You know what I mean? So they want to hide that data for 75 years. Why? 75 years, all of us affected by this pandemic. All of us, pretty much. Even kids born last year could possibly be dead and buried in 75 years. So it won't matter. Why are they doing that? Ask this question. Why are the medical professionals and the doctors and all of these people violating the Hippocratic Oath? Why are they jumping in lockstep? Is the payoff that much that you would turn your back on the very oath to save and protect lives that you swore to do as a doctor? Now you're going to violate that? What's the payoff? What is the payoff? Why? Why are so many people on board? How come if you quit? Oh, but we trust the science, right? Trusting the science is something that is always changing. Science is to question science. to keep questioning it and researching it and digging till you have it right. Right? That's what I would think. I don't know. Just saying. You know, you do an experiment. You do 3 or 4 different trials to make sure you get all the proper definitions, information, and researchable data correct that you possibly can to prove your hypothesis. Pretty crazy. Some people won't even go near you if you don't have a vaccine. Sorry, I can't even talk to you. Stay 6 feet away and double mask. Even though I'm vaxxed and boosted and boosted and boosted, and I got 2 masks on. Pretty soon you're going to have to wear something that states your vaccine status. I won't wear it. My vaccine status is of nobody's business unless I feel like then I ain't never getting vaxxed. I'm not vaxxed now and I ain't never getting vaxxed. Unless they just, you know, shoot me, you know, with a dart. Down the street where I can't see them, you know, and then shoot me with a sniper rifle from 1,000 yards out with a vax and a needle. That's about all they're going to get out of me. Throw me in the pokey. I'm not getting it. And that's my choice. If you feel I'm evil and not doing my part, then I'm sorry. You know, that's the greatness of this country. We have freedom to stay away from, avoid, go elsewhere at any time, for any reason. You know what I'm saying? That's right, folks. And it's the bottom of the hour. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. And we are so glad to be here with our new stuff, doing our thing. It's a lot of fun.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live. 347-637-3942.
And as far as the Biden administration goes, it's game over. The midterms are coming, and I think things are going to turn red everywhere. I have to believe there's a landslide on the horizon for the Republican Party, but that doesn't mean anything these days because there are a lot of Republicans out there who, as the term goes, are rhinos, Republicans in name only. I saw this week's on road, Republic in name only. We're not really a republic anymore. It seems that we are being ruled by a ruling class up at the top of the steps in D.C. in the infamous Capitol, where no insurrection took place. Did you see insurrection? Insurrection to me was looking at Afghanistan after that horrific, horrendous withdrawal by the Biden administration that culminated in the death of 13 military members. And the insurrection was the Taliban in the presidential building with their guns and rifles, the place destroyed, and them in charge. That is insurrection. What happened on January 6th was a bunch of pissed off Americans who were tired of a government. And it was time to cast them out and elect one that would represent them properly, as per the Constitution. The fact is, the people that are in the capital of the United States of America today don't follow the Constitution. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about their oath to the Constitution. And they damn sure don't give a crap about their promises they make all the way to the halls of Congress. Not one of them, even those on our side, made their promises and obviously failed. Little by little, though, I think some people are waking up and folks are slowly starting to elect that need to be in these seats in Congress and in the Senate. in the House and the Senate. There are, I believe, 17 seats that we need to win, and plus one for good luck to have the majority in the House of Representatives to get Nancy Pelosi out of that freaking seat and take that gavel out of her hand for once and for all. So, folks, if you know, I'm telling you now, man, election day's coming up. Midterms are right around the corner now. They're racing upon us in a breakneck fashion. And we need to be diligent. Look into your candidates. And be sure to elect those who plan on using the Constitution as it was meant to be used to protect the rights and freedoms and liberties of American people who are out to pursue happiness, whatever that happiness may be. So I implore you folks, if you know kids that are 17 years old today, they'll be ready to vote in the midterms in November. If you know 16-year-olds, they'll be ready to vote for president in 2024. So you might want to start talking to them now about the issues that are at hand, things that are very important, like freedom, which is only one generation from being lost, liberty, where they want to like dismantle the Statue of Liberty and send it back to France, and the American way of life, you know, hot dogs, baseball, apple pies, Thanksgiving, Christmas, America, things our forefathers fought and died for and gave us the amazing document that has only proved to make the greatest country on the face of the planet. Folks who want to do away with capitalism, right? Well, oh, you know, the gigantic people. The rich guys make getting richer. Well, guess what? Did you ever get a job for a broke Democrat? Never. It's always a rich Republican who takes his money and opens up a business and then hires you. That's pretty amazing stuff. In other countries, they whip you a beach and drag you to a factory and pay you $2 a day. The poorest people in America are wealthy compared to 90% of the world. You know, we take things for granted. Really do. It's time to wake up and apply the Constitution the way it was meant to be applied. It's time for folks to maybe stop obeying unconstitutional laws, mandates, and statutes. It says right in the Constitution. It really does. If this law is unjust and goes against the Constitution, it is your right and duty to disobey that law. You don't have to obey that law. No, you don't. Why would you obey a law that violates your freedoms? The problem we have in this country, a big part of the problem is when someone makes a law and they say, okay, here's the new law, people just go, okay. Okay. It's a law. Let's do it. Even though it restricts my rights. You know what I'm saying? Like, holy moly. What is going on in this world? What are we to do? Where are we to turn? I guess you just keep talking, keep fighting, keep writing, keep calling, keep carrying signs and waving flags and doing your thing. You know, it's almost the only thing you can do these days is just keep talking. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling people what's going on. You know, more and more my tinfoil hat is a beacon of truth. They no longer are conspiracy theories. They're not theories come true. I need new theories because all my old theories came true. Cry out loud, you know, I really need to have that happen. I need new theories. Just remember, folks, the midterm elections are racing upon us. We have some great candidates locally. I got my friend, Pastor Jack Martin, is running right here in my district. A patriot, a pastor, for years, preaching from the pulpit the truth. One of the few Black Robe Regiment pastors who speak it from the pulpit, the truth. It's very important to elect patriots over politicians. You know, some of these guys are in office 30, 40 years in office. 30 and 40 years in office. And the same problems that persist. Nothing changes. But people keep voting for Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Why do they keep voting for these people? Why? I don't understand. But they do. And then they complain and they cry and they complain and oh my God. And here we are. One of the biggest debacles to ever happen in this country is the election of Joe Biden. But we can be rest assured when he runs for his second term, Kamala Harris is going to be his running mate. This is what I keep hearing. So there you go. There you have it. And maybe murmurings of possibly Hillary throwing her hat in the ring. Imagine that. Will they ever go away? Will these people ever go away? It's time for them to go away. And let the new wave of patriotic Americans grab hold of these seats of Congress and the Senate and let them hold on to it for 40 years. They'll never let that happen now, though, because once we start gaining more control of the House and the Senate and the government, that's when term limits will be enacted so that they can get these guys out of office. I'm telling you. That's the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way it will be until we start electing patriots over politicians. You got this clown in office now, and he's saying crazy things like, there's no federal solution to COVID. Okay, then, end it all. Let us take care of ourselves. I feel bad for the president's cognitive decline. As many of you know, you could see over my shoulder, my father in the background died from complications of dementia. And of course, Parkinson's and other ailments, but dementia was the main thing. And to watch his cognitive decline is mimicking my father. He's got something that they're not admitting to. I lived it. I watched it. My hero, there over my shoulder, you see him? Right there. That guy. And I don't wish that on my worst enemy. And I pray that Joe Biden can stay of sound mind long enough to maintain his presidency and the dignity, at least, of the office. I mean, he's not really given any dignity to the office of the president. He's making us look like clowns, but at least it's better than Kamala Harris. He needs to stick it out. He needs to make it to the end of the term. Because I believe that ultimately a Kamala Harris president leads to impeachment and then President Pelosi. So we need Joe Biden to stick around for 4 years, as much as we can't stand him, as much as it's the last thing that we really want. We never wanted him for 4 years in the first place, but we sure as hell don't want Kamala Harris, a.k.a. Headboard Harris, a.k.a. Calico Harris, and a few others. She's not anything special for women. She's an embarrassment to women for what she did to get into her top positions that ultimately led to her sitting in the vice presidential chair. She supported bail funds for rioters that were burning down cities and attacking law enforcement offices and destroying whole blocks and looting and burning and stealing, mostly peaceful protests. Downright criminal. She's a downright criminal in my eyes. I want nothing to do with this administration. Don't look at me. It's sad because the rest of the world looks at us and goes, well, America voted for it. And when they see me, they just see another American and think maybe, well, he probably voted for that. I ain't voting for that. You didn't get me to vote for that. Never in a million years would I vote for that. Why? Because I have a free-thinking mind and I look into things. I don't just turn on the TV and go, okay, Anderson Cooper said it's okay. The View, oh, the ladies on The View, they're so smart. Whatever they say. not this guy. Again, this is the free-thinking episode. If you got a mind, you got a heart, and you got a soul, open it and just dig deep. Don't listen to them. They don't want what's best for you. They want what's best for them. That's all they're looking for, is what's best for them. You don't matter to them. They have somehow become the ruling class and we have become the subjects. If you really look at some of the things that King George III did as laid out in the Constitution, our current government has been doing way worse than anything King George ever did to the American people. Take that to the bank. It's just the way it is, folks. It's the truth. You can't handle the truth. Most people can't. It's really rough. It's really bad. It's really, really sad for the next generation. I look at my son and I'm hoping I'm giving him a good, decent, patriotic upbringing, but he loves his country, he loves his God, and he loves his family. It's all I can ask for, that I raise a good patriotic young man who can make a difference, or at least make a contribution to society, be it, law-abiding, gun-loving, freedom-loving American citizen with his ID to vote intact. But how on earth can you not have identification to vote? And why do you say that this is suppressing the minority vote? To me, that's a joke. That basically says that the minority class of people can't go down to the motor vehicles with their social security card and their birth certificate and get an ID, so they can get a voter registration card and get the proper ID to vote. They're calling you stupid if you are one of the minorities in this country. And I am friends with many in the minority community, and they are not stupid. The ones that are stupid are the ones that are saying things like, this is voter suppression. If this don't get passed, they'll continue to vote and keep people of color from voting. Which means they believe you are not smart enough, witty enough, or capable of getting your own identification to vote. They want illegal aliens to vote in your election because they believe, oh, look, we help these poor people out, now here they are in America, making minimum wage and some crappy job chopping, sod and cutting grass, because that's mostly where, or they're working in the hotel as the maid service, cleaning the rooms. And some would call me a racist for saying that, but that's the facts. That's where they work. They go out into the fields and they, you know, harvest the crops. That's where they go. And they work hard. A lot of these folks I know that came to this country from, say, Guatemala. I know about six guys at my job from Guatemala. And they work hard. They come to work every day. And they do what's right. Unlike some people, come here, work under the table, off the books, send all their money home to Guatemala. You know, they live 12 people in a one-bedroom apartment. They all chip in $50 a week, and the rest of the money goes back home, wherever that may be, wherever home may be. This is what's happening. And one of the greatest things I heard was Governor DeSantis saying he's going to send the illegal aliens that they're flying into Jacksonville, to Delaware, and Martha's Vineyard. Greatest thing I ever heard. I think he needs to do it. I think that needs to happen. But I think it needs to be now. Every state should send the plane loads to Delaware. When they land, process them, and get them on the next plane to Joe Biden's neighborhood. How dare they randomly fly illegal aliens that broke the law to get here on a plane all over the country? Untested, unvaccinated, whatever. Sick, spreading disease across this country. God said the American guy has been working his whole life paying taxes and supporting his country and his presidents and everything. Ooh, unvaccinated. He's evil. He is evil. Joke. You know what? There's people like me out here swinging for the fences, trying to tell the truth, try to bring it, spread it, and let folks know what's shaking. You want to make sure you tune into as many shows as you can that are on mainstream media. And if you're on DirecTV, they're getting ready to drop One America News, OAN. You love that show? Dump them now. Get rid of DirecTV now before they can dump One America News Network. Get on board. Cancel culture works both ways, folks. They cancel us, we cancel them. There's at least 80 million of us. 80 million of us go, you know what, we're not going to go to wherever any longer. I won't say any names, we just figure it out. Some cancel culture place like me, Coca-Cola, don't buy it no more. Go buy your local store brand for 99 cents for 2-liter bottle. Well, we're closing in here on the end of the show, and I want to play with my little board a little bit, so I'm going to press a couple of buttons. What's this one? I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's been fun. I'm going to wrap it up here a little early. It's been a long day. We've been doing a lot of running around, getting things straightened out, squared away, and in order for my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. My wife's been doing a great service to her family, and I want to thank her. And praise God that we get to enjoy another day here, and be thankful, folks, and give praise where the praise is due. And when your time comes, you'll see the great place that is heaven. Have faith, even in your doubts. Faith is what keeps it going. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a perfect person. I fall short of the glory of God on a regular basis. some human. That's why the cross is so important. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Do what's right. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Obey the commandments. When you can't, repent. It's the grace of God that keeps us alive, that keeps us going, that keeps us moving. The mercy. None of us deserve the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, yet there it was for all of us. So you may have doubts, like, well, I don't know, man. It's kind of a book written by man, and man's not perfect, and I don't know. I have doubts. I'm not going to lie. But I have faith. Faith overrules doubt. As long as I stay true and do what's right and believe it in my heart, I'm good. I believe, baby. I believe. I believe my father-in-law is good. I believe my dad over my shoulder right behind me is good. I believe everybody is going to be okay in the long run. They do what's right. Follow the good book. It's instructions for life. The Gideons, they put it in hotels and motels across the country for years. Gideon's Bible. I want to thank each and everyone else for tuning in. That's so much fun. But we got to do this first. It's Star Spangled Banner. Here in the live feed, please rise up and join me as Dave Gray takes us out.